Message number 554. They will say that I was married. They will say that I was simply a prophet. Thursday, September 20th, 2012 at 03:16 p.m. I am your mystical spouse, and as such you will continue to suffer to save souls. My dearly beloved daughter, the time for the lies about me to be spread all over the world has begun. As I told you before, they will invent lies and create falsities about me, Jesus Christ, so that they can deny my divinity. My divinity is almighty. I came in the flesh and humbled myself in a way in which people did not expect. I did not come dressed as a king. I did not shout or boast like a king so that others would fall down at my feet. I did not command others to wait on me. Instead, I came to serve. I came to beg for your salvation. To do this, I had to humble myself by becoming a man, a poor man of humble origins. While I came as a man, this did not mean that my divinity was compromised in any way. I was born without sin. It was impossible for me to sin. I may have had the same desires of the flesh as man, but I never committed sin, for this could not be. I was pure in mind, body, and spirit. I was like man in so many ways. But I rose from the dead. The lies which will emerge, where they will deny the truth of my existence through a series of untruths, will begin to flood the earth. They will say that my body can still be found. They will say that I was married. They will say that I was simply a prophet. They will then try to prove once again that I was a heretic, that I blasphemed against God. They will ridicule my words as they are being given to the world now and then, dismiss me. They do this for two reasons. The first is to defile my divinity and to present me as a mere man. The second is to create doubt as to my role as the Messiah. How they insult my name. How they confuse my followers. Do not listen to lies. Do not listen when they try to convince you that God did not create the universe. For all of these distractions are designed to weaken your faith and steal your souls. Block your ears to such wickedness. Close your eyes to untruths, as every effort will be made to convince you that I was not the Messiah, the Savior and Redeemer of mankind. How blind they are! How little they have learned! Your Jesus.